This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Aaron Foley is the city of Detroit's chief storyteller. And yeah, that really is a position in city government, at least it is now. And he's also the author of How to Live in Detroit Without Being a Jackass. His latest work gathers neighborhood stories from writers who live or have lived all around Detroit. Its title is The Detroit Neighborhood Guidebook. And Aaron Foley is the editor. So where'd you come up with this idea?
So my publisher, Belt, has the Cleveland Neighborhood Guidebook. And I was thinking to myself, you know, Detroit should have been first with this, but I didn't hold it against them. So I was just like, you know, it would be nice if Detroit had something similar where we had just a guidebook to neighborhoods. And the original conception was, okay, we're going to have all the neighborhoods and tell like the best places to eat and the best places to live and things like that. But then I was like, you know, you could probably Google a lot of that. What if we just had something more akin to a Detroit anthology, which came out a couple of years ago, but have it more zeroed in and focused in on specific neighborhoods. So we put out a call to submissions, and we had 32 writers in the final tally talk about all the different, well, not all the different neighborhoods, but as much representation as we could, east side, southwest, west side, Highland Park, and Hamtramck included. To have a really diverse collection of voices about the city.
And you and I are going to talk about Hamtramck here in a little bit. These stories and these poems, they include things like Seeking Solitude in Rivertown, which covers three centuries in six paragraphs. There's a story about cruising the city in a sketchy car, gentrification of a neighborhood where the author's families lived for seven generations, days gone by in Cass Corridor, stories about grandparents' homes and Highland Park's World War II workers, businesses, characters, and the change there. So let's talk about the one you wrote, you, Mr. Detroit, who had what you call a one-year stand in Hamtramck. Tell me about that.
Long story short, I broke up with my ex, needed a place to live pretty quickly. I was always curious about Hamtramck. My cousin lived there, and then when I was growing up, I would always hear stories about how my grandmother, who lived on the east side, grew up on the east side, their family would go to Hamtramck to buy all their nice clothes and things like that. So Hamtramck was a curiosity to me. It's like, okay, I'll live here for a year, be low-key, and keep doing my Detroit thing, but not tell anybody I'm living in Hamtramck because we have such, like, border turf wars and things like that. And the best part about living in Hamtramck to me was I was sort of an immigrant to Hamtramck, right? Because I'm not from there, but I'm looking at all actual immigrants, like people from different countries who have come to America and settled here in Hamtramck, living amongst the artsy types, the hipsters, the Polish people that have been here for generations, the Slavs, the Eastern Europeans, African Americans, and you know there's a vicious history with what happened with the housing situation back in the 60s, where they were promised housing and they're still working that out. There's all this history kind of packed in this small town. And I was just like, I would love if I could give my perspective on all of this. And I moved out of Hamtramck on 4th of July weekend. And one of the images that remains in my mind is seeing this Middle Eastern family shooting off fireworks in their backyard. And it's just like, oh, America is right here in Hamtramck.
I was really interested in the memories of Morningside neighborhood and the significance of Mack Avenue on the east side. It caught my attention because I'm spending more than a little bit of time in Morningside these days. Since you grew up in Russell Woods, mm-hmm. I'm wondering how Jill Day's A Home in Russell Woods hit you.
It hit me really closely because Jill Day is my mom.
Oh.
Hey, Mom.
Well, there you go.
I really wanted a Russell Woods piece. And we put out the call of submissions a bunch of times. And I wanted something that was special from the neighborhood I grew up in. So my mom, being a former newspaper reporter and editor herself, I said, Mom, can you write about Russell Woods? Can you do me this one favor? And I wanted it from her point of view. Like I could have done it myself, but I feel like I talked enough about it. But Russell Woods to me is one of those neighborhoods when I was growing up, it was described as a hidden gem, right? A lot of people know about Dexter. A lot of people know about Davison, and people always say, don't go near Dexter. Don't go near Dexter and Davison. Don't go near Davison and Livernois. But you've got this neighborhood with a lot of strong Jewish history, a lot of strong Black history right there, and it's maintained, it's persevered. The houses are gorgeous. We loved living there.
There's a huge park there too, right?
Yeah, Russell Woods Park, and they had a big event last month, Jazz in the Park. So, yeah.
Some of these stories and the poems are really moving. I mean, some of them are even a little disturbing. And some of them have this like, kind of a quick deliver. They deliver a punch. They move on. One of them I really enjoyed was a poem that sort of was an ode to bus drivers. I thought that was interesting. Do you have a favorite?
My favorite one was I don't want to pick a favorite because then all the writers will be mad at me. my favorite was the Warrendale trilogy. Mm-hmm. There are three entries about Warrendale, all from different perspectives, all that sort of weave in the history of that neighborhood.
They're very different looks at the neighborhood. Why don't you just give me a quick sketch of each one?
One, they each sort of follow the transition of the neighborhood from this very heavily Catholic, mostly white neighborhood to a very mixed neighborhood with Lebanese, still a couple of Catholics left, African-American, a little bit of everyone. So one was pretty heartbreaking. The other one was a little happy. All three of them really just, in my opinion, gave not a full history of Warrendale, but definitely a big chunk of it.
Big picture of it, yeah. You know, there's one constant in these Detroit neighborhood stories, and that is that there is no constant. I mean, the perspectives, the experiences of the authors really bring some breadth and some depth to the idea of neighborhoods in Detroit. And I'm wondering if you see there's an overarching message of the book.
That, you know, there's more than one story about Detroit, right? I specifically did not want a happy, everything is great in Detroit. Look how far we've come along. I've said over and over, like I do not use the term comeback city at all. I wanted something honest. You know, I wanted the bumps, the bruises, but I also wanted the highs, the flowers, the perfume, all of that. Because that's what Detroit has always been to almost all of us. It's everything.
Given the diversity of the writing and the fact that you touched a few spots in Detroit, what are the chances of us seeing a future neighborhood guidebook, a number two?
Well, we've got new neighborhoods like the District Detroit. We'll have to add like some of these new things that are coming up, Soma, south of Mac. No, I mean, I don't know. I'm just kidding. There could very well be. I mean, there are endless stories about Detroit, not just from the people that lived here, but as you saw, there's a lot of expats who have written about it. So stay tuned.
So one final question. There's a ghost story in this. I'm not going to mention which one it is because, you know, that'd be spoiling a story. But is there a larger meaning to that story?
There could be. There could be. I mean, I think that there are plenty of ghosts in Detroit. And whether it's the horrors of what we've left behind or happy ghosts, there's a reason why I put that one in there. So I don't want to give it away.
Okay. All right. That is Aaron Foley. He's the editor and one of the writers of a collection of stories titled The Detroit Neighborhood Guidebook. And you can find that on Amazon.
Yep, or at Belt Publishing, beltmag.com. And in local bookstores. Always support your local bookstores.
Great. Thanks very much.
Yep, thanks, Lester.